Welcome back to the Motley Fool Radio Show, and now it's time to go to the Fool Phones, as we are wont to do every weekend on this show. Our phone line is 866-NPR-FOOL. Think of it as your financial helpline. We're here to answer any questions you have about the world of money, business, and investing. I welcome in my partner, Dana Yoakam. Dana, welcome.
Thanks, David.
Our personal finance expert here at the Motley Fool. Let's go to Tacoma, Washington. Clement is on the line. Clement, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, it's our pleasure. What's on your mind this weekend?
My question is, I know how to calculate my net worth, and let's say I have net worth of, let's say, $200,000, and let's say that my income is $100,000 a year.
Okay.
And let's say I'm 50 years old. Is that good, bad? How would I calculate if I'm in a good position, bad position, that type of thing?
Okay, a very good question. It's not necessarily motivated by a keeping up with the Joneses question, but it's kind of a keeping up with the Joneses question. How do I look relative to other people my age or in my demographic financially? Where do I grade out? Is that kind of the question, Clement?
Correct.
This reminds me of a website, and okay, yes, I've been to it. It's called Am I Hot?
Right, where you're rating how people look, right?
Right.
But this is basically Am I Rich, which I would assume is a website. And
but, you know, you're sort of being rated, you know, based on an amalgam, you know, of the other people that you're seeing here. Where do I rate? 1 to 10.
Sure.
And you can do this financially as well by looking at the Census Bureau statistics, which is really not as interesting as scrolling through photos of people who half of them probably don't even know their pictures were posted on Am I Hot or Not.
That's actually pretty funny. I will mention for those keeping score at home that amirich.com appears to me to be a non-working at present website. So I think there may be a business opportunity for somebody. And by the way, whoever's listening and is about to register that, just let me know in 3 years how it worked out
right,
for you.
Right, right. I was going to just gonna say, I'll answer Clement's call while you register that.
Right, you'll have to excuse me a sec. No, I would say... I am not looking. Ultimately, you're asking a numbers question. You're asking a statistical question. I cannot tell you how, in the same way that we saw from, let's say, our SAT scores, where we graded out. If you were 79th percentile, that means you were better than 79% of the other people or got a higher score than they did on that test. We don't have that for a 50-year-old. We don't have those ready numbers. But I will say that if you are a net saver at the age of 50, I guarantee you, you are already in the top half of America. Many people, and I've written a number of books on finance, I've toured the country, done book tours, and it is amazing how many people come up who are 50 and say, okay, I now see I gotta start getting this done. I need to start saving. I haven't done it up till now. How do I start? So I can say, Clement, that in that hypothetical situation you gave of the hypothetical 50-year-old who's making $100,000 a year and has $200,000 saved, you are way ahead of the game.
Yeah, let me do. I'll cite the statistic here. 30% of baby boomers have a net worth below $50,000.
You gotta be kidding.
So you did, in fact, have some numbers at ready hand there, Dana.
I've looked them up.
Excellent.
Since you were talking about your books and your media
tours. Right, and amirich.com.
Also, here are other couple truths for people in your situation. Late 40s, early 50s, those are usually your peak earning years. So while savings over the long term, the earlier you start, obviously the better off you are. Right now, probably you have a good opportunity to put a lot of money away if you've kept your lifestyle, you know, under control. Sounds like you have because you have been able to put money away. But now's the time to really start socking it away because these are the peak earning years. Another statistic that's interesting. Average household led by someone 75 or older lives on $23,000 a year. It's really low. That's not a lot of money.
Does that include Social Security and retirement?
Yep. We've done the math before, and I like to throw out $1.25 million. So everybody says, how much money do I need? You need $1.25 million. And what does $1.25 million get you? It's $50,000 of inflation-adjusted retirement income every year with a good chance that you will not outlive your money.
Mm-hmm.
So
that means actually quite a good chance that your money will outlive you.
That's right.
Because if it's invested and earning some rate of return over time, you can draw down off of it and still watch it grow.
That's right. So even when you retire, even if you decide to retire at age 65, it doesn't mean you're going to stop saving and your money's going to all of a sudden stop growing.
By the way, one more statistic I have on my list, Anna. the cheetah can reach a land speed of 70 miles per hour. Clement, what land speed can you reach?
Probably 5.
5 miles an hour. I'm right there with you. The real question is, how long can we sustain that speed?
Probably about a block.
a good 80 yards for me. What if you were riding a cheetah, though? Have you ever asked yourself that?
I would be in pretty good shape, I would imagine. Yeah.
How would the cheetah feel about that?
My key would be holding on.
Right.
Yeah, which actually is probably a good thing to think about as we close the call financially. And that is that a lot of us are just trying to hold on to what we have. But the reality is, even as we enter our latter years, the second 50 years of your life, you should be making sure that it's invested and still earning a decent rate of return. Because there will be a portion of this generation that outlives its money.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Clement, thank you very much. We appreciate the call. Good luck keeping up with the Joneses. And by the way, if you want to register mirich.com, you should probably do so right away.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. And that's all the time we have for the Fool Phones this week. The Fool Phone line's always open for your financial questions and comments. 866-NPR-FOOL is our number. Diana, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
866-677-3665.